going down. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal. Worst come to worst. All right, let's play the worst. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text, you can call in. This, of course, our segment we do every week, every Tuesday night, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And I've got some good ones, of course. I've got the standard, the go-to that everybody desires, the Lumel Nauti's gift certificate. But this week, I've also got a certificate for a desktop pre-lit, ready for this? Pre-lit, sports-themed, artificial Christmas tree.
Ooh,
sports themed.
What can I ask exactly? Do we know what the sports theme is?
I don't know.
Of the tree?
I wonder if you can customize it or if it's just like athlete.
Like there's like a generic basketball and a football and a glove.
It's like the blooper reel that you would get with the Sports Illustrated. You're like, these aren't real teams. What am I watching? Is this USFL? What is this?
I'm watching a minor leaguer run into the wall.
Scott Goldstein's here. Scott, good to see you. How are you, man?
It's good to see you. This is, can I just say something? As a lifelong Chicagoan, this is Apex Chicago. We're sitting out looking at beautiful Michigan Avenue. People are waving at us. I don't know that guy, but I feel like I do.
You do.
They're just waving.
It's
this
Chicago,
is wonderful.
Right?
You're a very Chicago guy.
It's a nice place to be on a Tuesday night. Scott Goldstein, longtime comedian, improviser, director. He's directing his final show.
Again. It's the third time I've directed my final show.
It's at IO on Friday. We'll talk about it a little later. He's also a part of Letters to Santa, which is the 24-hour improv sketch music charity event that's at Second City every year.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing crew this year.
November 20th and 21st.
From 5 p.m. to 5 p.m.
It's an awesome...
The room doesn't smell as good at 5 p.m. the next day, but well, everybody feels so happy.
You stink for charity, though.
You have to.
And you are now involved with a restaurant. You are were you part owner of Daisy's Restaurant? You call it part owner?
Yeah, a partner, investor.
Look at you. You're like a culinary...
novice that happens to recognize talent in a chef.
A Daisy's Restaurant up in,
Logan Square? Right next to the Al, 2523 North Milwaukee.
Nice.
Chef Joe Frillman, sometimes in life we meet these talents. You and I have met a lot of talented people. We've known each other, 20 years?
Yeah.
We have met a lot of talented people along the way. And when you recognize talent in the world, you try to enable it.
You partner up.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm no sucker. I'm like, what's a worse business than theater? And that's restaurants. But, the guy is so good that
you got to get in.
You got to get in.
I love it. All right. Daisy's Restaurant in Logan Square. All right. Let's play the worst. 312-981-7200. Why don't we start tonight with Pete Zimmerman like we do every single worst. Pete, what do you got tonight?
Well, first, I want to say Daisy's is awesome. Pastas, fabulous.
Right? If the Midwest were a region of Italy, it would be Daisy's.
Yeah.
All right.
One of my favorites of 2017 when I put my best restaurant list out.
Yeah. Where do you put that list out?
I put it on my phone.
You put it on your notes?
Yeah, my notes.
So check it out at Pete's Notes on his iPhone.
But anyway, I digress. But you know what the worst is?
What's the worst, Pete?
When videos auto-start on a website.
Yeah. No, they're getting so tricky now.
And you can't even figure out
where it's coming from. It's the worst. You know what's the worst? And every year, I feel like every day I'm making fun of the Sun-Times website. But the Sun-Times... will not only throw up the online survey, which have you had a washing machine in the last 2 years? What is this? But they'll also launch another page on your tabs without you knowing. And it kind of is one of those sneaky ones that's behind. So then that starts playing, and you're like, none of my tabs, I don't know where this is coming from. And you realize that it's the sneaky page behind, and the Sun-Times is doing that stuff. That's like so 2004.
There's a way around that Sun-Times survey. Just choose not to answer.
I know,
there's literally
I
a box that says choose not to answer. I refuse to give them any information.
I like to give them fake information, like I'm playing along, and then they've caught up to me where now they're like getting me to write things. Like I think it was yesterday, they're like, do you ever take an online course? And I'm like, yes. They're like, if so, write in what it is. I'm like, oh, now I got to get the keyboard out? I was like, I thought I was just a mouse in this thing. So. All right, so that is the worst. The videos that play and it's sports is so it's sports sites are the worst.
Fantasy football sites.
God.
All of a sudden, you're listening to Matthew Berry talk, and you know what? I don't want to hear him talk. There's a reason that he's not on television.
Sit him or quit him.
That was actually the impetus for this worse, because that's exactly what happened today. I'm hearing Matthew Berry for some reason.
Nobody wants to hear Matthew Berry.
It's amazing. It's the sports ones, and it's usually some sort of – it's Matthew Berry or it's like a panel.
Eric Carabell.
Eric Carabell. Here we are, Eric Carabell and all the writers here at CBS Sports. What do we think of Masahiro Tanaka? You're like, how do you shut this off? All right, Scott, what do you think? What do you got for the worst?
For the worst, I mean, everything is the worst.
True.
That's kind of, I mean, I live my life that way. I think everything is the worst, and I also think everything is the best. I try to be an optimist. Today, the worst was, at first, I couldn't find parking. And then when I was driving, a woman pulled out in a GMC Terrain right out of the parking garage while traffic was moving and slid right in. Like, you know, just no stop.
Right.
And I hammered the horn.
Give him a long horn or a tap?
I gave a long horn.
Yeah.
And she insta-fingered me. And I'm driving behind her on Sheffield. And she takes a left on Clybourne, a left where she doesn't use the turn signal. And she just goes left. And it's definitely a red light at this point. And I keep driving up Sheffield. Next thing I know, I'm passing Wrightwood and Sheffield over by, by the Malnati's. It's
right.
A pretty good one over there.
Yeah, right.
And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, she's behind me. She looped back, and now I'm thinking,
she got like a road rage thing going on.
Well, the world is full of lunatics, and we all know this. And people apparently are on edge, and I try to be really nice to people. I talk to, you know, you came out, I'm talking to by the way, T at the Tribune Tower desk is one of the greatest Chicagoans. Great human being.
There you go. You're making friends every day, Scott.
But I finally, I veered off my route at Newport, and I turned left. She kept going. I said, what was this all about? And the worst is the fear that at any moment, any citizen of this world will snap and go nuts on you.
I have something similar where the worst I have is traffic related as well. And it has to do that in really very specific terms. I have to turn left from Monroe Street down Lower Wacker, like to get onto the ramp at Monroe. And to do that, you wait in a single file line of about 9 or 10 cars to make that turn. 3 go through it every time. You know, it's a ballet because you have a throng.
Rule of threes.
Think about how many pedestrians at that time at 8:15, 8:30 in the morning are crossing Wacker. You know, I mean, it's just like and the guy who like runs a little towards the end. You're like, what are you doing? You ruin it. You ruined a ballet by running here. So you got all that. And so you get up to your time, and you got your nose in there, and you're just kind of waiting, and you're like, and inevitably, and it happens every day, a cab driver, and I will equal opportunity hater on the rideshare guys too, but a cab driver will bypass the 10 cars, the 9 cars are lined up, and come in from the straight lane to turn in front of you, with not a wave, without a nod, without an apology, just knowing full well that he is screwing over probably 45 people in this scenario, and he's doing it, and he does not care. That's and what I find myself is I get raged out. That's where I'm like, and I'm like, I start half sentences. My wife's like, what do you care? And I'm like, I get Walter Sobchak again. Am I the only one who cares about the rules? Am I the only one who cares about the
Shomer
rules?
Shabbos.
Shomer Shabbos.
But more importantly, let's just put it into perspective. Both of our problems. First of all,
dumb.
I remind myself, person cuts me off, person gives me the finger, fine. I'm driving a car, which is great. Like, I'm in a vehicle that's functioning. There's a lot of places in the world where people don't have that.
Right.
And as far as that cab driver, who knows? That cab driver probably spent $350,000 on a medallion that is now worth, what, 75 grand?
Right.
So he says, I'm going to make this turn.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go to a break here, but 630 says, you know what's the worst? Justin complaining about his commute for the 19th time. And then 847 says, you know what's the worst? Long, involved traffic stories. We all have them, but no one wants to hear them.
You know what the worst is? 630 and 847. Back in my day, it was 312 and 708, and that was it.
That's it. 312-981-7200. We got lots of texts and calls coming in. We're playing the worst tonight for prizes. Scott Goldstein's in studio. Stay with us. Playing the worst today, 312-981-7200. Scott Goldstein in studio. We're giving away prizes. We complain about the worst things in society. 312, the worst double parking on Ashland. Yeah.
double parking on it. They, you know, they wanted to turn Ashland into that BRT
the
plan.
Yeah, the bus thing. Yeah.
But they were like, don't worry, the average speed will drop to 9.8 miles per hour.
And people will still double park and block the whole street. 773 says the worst is when you wake up, get dressed, and go to class, but it's Saturday. Yeah, that sounds like right out of like a movie plot.
I don't know if that's the worst. I would be happy to show up and be like, oh, there is no class.
Yeah.
So there's a silver lining.
There's a, right. All right. Let's see here. 847, you know what's the worst? Rashes. Anywhere.
I mean, you can't argue that.
That's a front runner tonight.
I don't think there's anybody who's ever hoped for a rash.
There's no. 312 says the worst long Facebook posts. Yeah, Pete had it. What was the line that you had a couple of weeks ago on the long Facebook post? It was like, it starts off. Anyone that starts off are like, you know, if you don't want to hear, read this, .. Like, whatever, before the long post. Like
That's how you hook me.
Yeah, you hook up.
I'll read the whole thing then.
I'll read it. You know, if, you know, this is going to get, anytime you see more, I guess that's the thing, right? Then you know you're in trouble.
It depends. The first one I'll read, and then if it's a series of them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be fascinated with your life and whatever's going on in your mind.
Right.
If I am into bad Facebook posts.
How long is the longest Facebook post you've ever written? I mean, are you talking, have you ever done a treatise? Have you ever done like one that you're like, this is my problem with the Cubs, and you've done like 16 paragraphs?
I've done some. I try to go for brevity, and I try to keep it reasonable because I understand, you know, it's social media supposed to be quick, easy, happy. Longest one ever probably was related to sports.
Yeah.
The catharsis of championships.
You think? Have you had a post with a Seymour?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I hope. I don't want to be one of those.
You
got
to go back tonight and check it out. Make sure you're not a Seymour guy.
I check on the On This Day feature allows me to go back and realize how poorly I handled social media in like 2009.
I love when every time I wake up and I open up Facebook, they're like, "Hey, we just want to remind you of this friendship." I'm like, "I don't know.
We don't even talk anymore.
I don't talk to this person." 708 says, the worst was on Sunday. I was prepping for a colonoscopy.
Woof.
Can't eat anything for Monday morning. My wife and I decided to go to Costco to stock up on food and non-food essentials. Since I was starving, that was hard enough, but I had forgotten all about the free food samples. What a crappy day.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
You know, at least you feel good when you get everything out of your system before a colonoscopy, right?
I may be in the minority, but when I go to Costco, rarely am I wowed by the free food samples.
I'm usually like, wow, this looks great. And then I eat it and I'm like, it tastes like breaded rubber. But have you had a colonoscopy?
I have not, no.
I haven't. And I'm 40. I'm going to be 44 in January.
It's about time, yeah.
And I'm lucky. I have a friend from high school who's the head of gastroenterology at a hospital in Seattle. Although he tells everybody he's a cardiothoracic surgeon, and I turned him, we were at Ron of Japan once, and he said that because you sit with other people at Ron of Japan, and he goes, I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon. I look at him after dinner. He says, if you tell anybody you're a gastroenterologist, all they want to do is talk to you about their stomach pain.
That's so true.
But he's going to do my colonoscopy, so I'm excited. When it's time, I'm going out.
Is that weird that the guy knows you and he's going to be doing a colonoscopy?
I feel more comfortable.
Really?
With a guy. I mean, first of all, very smart.
Yeah, I'm not questioning your friend's intelligence. I'm just saying I would think that I would want a professional stranger to do that procedure, not a buddy that I
want Dr. Andy Ross to do my he's the only one who's allowed to touch my colon.
There you go. 312 says the worst open face sandwiches. I'm in that. Yeah, there's a restaurant in Chicago that does the open faced Reuben. And it drives me crazy because I'm like, you squeeze, part of that is to squeeze the bread together.
All about hands.
Yeah, it's all about hands.
What about the patty melt? What's your stand on the patty melt?
I'll eat a good patty melt, but I don't like it open-faced.
Okay.
I would definitely, I mean, you want a patty melt, it's like squeeze it down.
But then why not just make it a burger?
Well, it's because it's a rye bread, right? It's a rye or like a, it's the patty's more like a sandwich. I'm just saying.
Rye bread's not meant to hold a burger.
It's a specialty item. It's not something I'm eating every day.
Like I think it's a 50s item. Like patty melts, French dips.
Yeah. Monte Cristo.
Yeah, Monte Cristo. Oof. Which is just basically fried chicken.
Fried ham?
There's chicken.
Is there chicken?
Ham. Gee, I'm a restaurateur now. I got to stay on top of this game. We got a ham provolone.
Yeah, I think it's like a, it just feels like a white cheese. There's a white cheese involved. I don't know which one.
Not one of the good ones.
Like a Gruyere.
A Gruyere is a nice
doubt
cheese.
It, but it's a nice cheese, but yeah. I doubt that's in there. The worst is, okay, hold on. The worst is that, no, we'll skip that one. The worst is no cars in the drive-thru up ahead, only for it to fill up right before you commit to going through it. Yeah.
Well, in my
that's
youth.
That's every situation for me.
The drive, every, like.
In general, I remember this weekend I had an issue where I forgot what it was, but the sentiment is exact, where we pulled up and I saw there was no waiting at the thing, and I tried to rush my family out of the car.
Oh, no.
And that was the kind of thing where I was going to go park, and I was like, go, get. Like,
you told them, get out of the car,
get in line. They're like, what? As they're getting their jacket and their hat. I'm like, get out of the car.
You'll bring everything to them.
And then someone, I think it was waiting for breakfast, you know, three people, meandered up and got in front of him, and I was like, I was sour for 15 minutes for that.
Why are we all waiting for breakfast? I mean, you go to Walker Brothers, you go to all these places, and you have to wait for breakfast.
Yeah,
there's a line for breakfast everywhere.
Everywhere. Is there a place in that there isn't a line?
The McDonald's drive-thru right before you pull up.
Right. 773 says the worst is when a cab gives you the get in my vehicle prostitution honk when you're in front of your apartment. I don't know what that is, but I think I get the concept. You need a ride?
You need a ride? Come on. You need a ride? You need a little, that gesture you're doing with your hand, the crowd can't see, but it does look like a prostitution move.
Yeah, right. It's very handsy. all right, let's keep going here. The worst. Oh, 920. Let's see. That, you get one colonoscopy, you get them all. The worst is doing all the prep work for a colonoscopy and the doctor cancels the procedure. Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't love. You got to be drinking that stuff and doing the whole prep, and then they're like, you know what? Doctor's got vacay.
You know, I drank that stuff for fun once. Not like for fun, but
like a party trick.
Well, my wife and I were talking about, she was saying, what is it when you get your colon irrigated? Why is the word not coming to my head?
I don't know.
You get it's not an enema. It's the deeper one. It's a colonic.
Yeah.
And
okay.
my friend, the gastroenterologist, said, terrible for you. Tell you what, just drink this stuff and you'll get the same experience. We couldn't leave the house for 2 days.
Oh, what are you doing?
This was years ago.
That sounds like
we were trying to be healthy.
It's, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like an improviser. It sounds like you're an improviser just like me. You'd be like, you know, this would be a great bit.
You know what? Yeah. I've done horrible things for bits.
I know, right?
But it's always fun, except when you can't leave the house.
847 says the worst, running into your wife when you're on a date. Okay. All right. We get it.
Who needs that complex of a life?
All right. We're having some fun tonight. The worst, some good stuff. Open face sandwiches and rashes in the lead.
Neither one of those things are on my top 10 list.
Yeah, there you go. Those, I think that's the lead right now. Those are the ones to beat. Can you beat it? 312-981-7200. Scott Goldstein with us. We will continue the second half of the worst right after Rob's news. Stay with us.
It's going down,
It's a download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Playing the worst. Scott Goldstein is here. A lot of things to plug. The restaurateur, the improviser, the impresario.
I don't know. The weird thing is plugging anything at all, because all I am is a guy from Chicago who just does stuff.
Yeah. Well, you do this. You got Daisy's Restaurant, 2523 North Milwaukee and Logan Square. You're directing your last show again. At I.O. What's the name of the show?
Tom Fell is Tom Fell in Tom Fell, the greatest comedian of his generation, looks back on his career, a retrospective.
That's Friday night. Opens Friday night?
Opens Friday night.
That's awesome.
8:30.
Letters of Santa, which is coming up, to 24-hour improv show that great comedians.
Wonderful woman, Heather Winna, who's the director of alumni relations at Second City. She puts that together every year. Blood, sweat, and tears. 100% of the funds go out to help people in the community.
No, that's November 20th through the 21st.
Correct.
We also have TrueChicago.co.
True Chicago, which is this weekend. Corey Gilkey of Leaders, I believe, is sponsoring it. And David Johnson, who's a very talented photographer. It's his brainchild. And it's an idea to get people who are creative entrepreneurs together and to help people who are trying to find their footing in the creative world.
You got too much going on.
Oh, I'll sleep on the 12th. The 12th is just the Packers, Bears, and then the Hawks, right. Devils.
Oh, that's a good combo. Yeah.
I love this
city. You see that the Bears are favored for the first time in 9 years?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And it's also completely scary because the Bears are going to screw it up.
Somehow. Somehow this will go wrong, and Hundley will throw for 400 yards.
They figured out the right
touchdowns.
Ship, right? My prediction is Aaron Rodgers will be back for Sunday.
Somehow.
Yeah.
But I love Trubisky. I mean, I have to admit, just the feeling of him being in a game is completely different. I don't remember. My favorite Bears quarterback of all time is Sid Luckman. And probably because he belonged to my family's synagogue and used to hit on my sister when she worked at the Tremont Hotel. But, you know, I mean, like, what else do you have? I mean, Bobby Douglas was before my time. Right. My dad would say, Bobby could run. But
my dad loves Bobby Douglas.
Bobby could run. Bobby couldn't throw, but Bobby could run. And then my childhood was like Bob Avellini.
Yeah, Vince Evans.
Vince Evans. Might as well have been playing for the other team. we had those wonderful moments with the punky QB, Jim McMahon.
Right, right.
That was
punctuated with a Steve Fuller and a Doug Flutie and a Mike Tomczak and
don't
a P.T. Willis.
Don't forget P.T. Willis. Yeah, thank you. I mean, we've had some great quarterbacks here. Moses Moreno, Rick Meyer.
Right. Dave Craig.
Dave Craig
was here.
He was great for the Seahawks and the exact opposite with the Bears.
You go on.
There's all a lot of quarterbacks. Trubisky is officially now my second favorite Bears quarterback of all time.
We'll check in with that in about 2 years. See where we're at with that.
The bar is so low.
It's so low. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. All right. The worst, getting a defective straw with your to-go drink. Yeah.
I mean.
It is. I mean, it's defective straws.
We shouldn't use straws. I saw one of those videos with a turtle where they pull the straw out of its nose, and I can't stop thinking about it. That was like a year ago.
It's the worst plastic. Like, there was, the straws. There's some of the restaurants in Chicago are getting rid of straws.
Yeah, I don't think we have them.
Yeah.
Maybe we do.
You probably do.
We do have them.
Because there the fear of a dirty glass or the idea that this glass has been used by 6,000 people trumps the fear of ruining the oceans.
Have you seen, you see those videos with the plastic floating? Yeah. I'm drinking out of cardboard.
You think?
I think. I don't know what this is.
630, this is one I would put in the top three. Ready? 630 says, the worst is the L-train drivers that creep into a station, start, stop.
Are they
stop.
Sure this is, wait, an L-train driver?
there's one driver,
well,
right?
Well, it's a conductor, right? Engineer.
Yeah. I like L-train driver.
I like.
What do you do for a living? I'm an L-train driver.
I drive the L, I drive the orange line.
I
drive it slow and creepy, right the midway.
Start, stop. The worst is going to the bathroom.
I mean, yeah.
Hold on, where'd that go?
Oh, there's more to that.
I lost it.
Going to the bathroom is actually great for reading.
Yeah.
Interacting with social media.
We'll come back to that one. It's essentially about when guys go to the bathroom in public bathrooms and they keep the seat down.
You know,
it is gross.
It's gross because you never know when you're going to have an emergency. Yeah. I had an emergency once after eating a Nashville hot chicken at the United Center, and I had to use the bathroom there, and it was like this.
Same thing.
It was a terrible moment.
Well, in those situations, especially at a public restroom, it's when guys learn to operate toilets with their feet.
Oh, my shoes are just soiled.
Yeah,
I take my shoes off.
So there's something to be said about it. You know, the idea that the act of reaching down and lifting that toilet seat up is a pretty gross act in some restrooms.
Kick it up with your feet.
You gotta be good at it. The worst is when your gas gauge is broken, so you rely on the gallon used function to know how much gas you have. Your son borrows your car and resets it, so you don't know that you didn't put gas, and you run out of gas on your way to work. That's so specific. 219. That sucks. Yeah, I don't know.
The kid for that one?
I don't know.
Or ground the kid, or you have him go to the learn how to fix a gas gauge.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably on him, 219, or her, because why is the gas gauge broke?
Well, you punished the kid for resetting the miles driven.
Why is he resetting the miles driven? He's just messing around with it?
He's probably not supposed to drive the car. This is like a Ferris Bueller situation.
He's rolling
he's
back
Ferris
the
Bueller-ing it.
Speedometer. 630 says the worst is being behind the car with the $50 order in the pay it forward line at Starbucks when you only ordered a coffee. Is that a thing that pay it forward?
You have to pay for the car ahead of you?
How was that even possible?
Or they pay for you. Oh, they're saying because they paid, like, you would have gotten more if you had known somebody was paying for you.
Yeah, I think, or...
This is what they say in Yiddish. This is a schnorrer. They're not happy with what they get. You know, they're like, if I'd known it was going to be free, I would have gotten more.
949 says, the worst is when your Tinder match rejects you by telling you that you're as annoying as the soda tax. You know what? I just want to make something clear, 949. If the person is saying, you're as annoying as the soda tax, it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing to say.
I think this is somebody, this is an anti-soda tax person that's just sliding this in here.
Sliding it in.
I really wasn't that offended. The soda tax didn't affect me. I drink a lot of LaCroix.
Yeah, right.
But I gave up.
Yeah, don't get me started. I was pro soda tax. I was the only person I think in Chicago that was.
I was.
You were apathetic to it.
I was not apathetic. At the fear of earning hate mail, which is why I won't give my address. I was pro soda tax.
Yeah, me too.
But I guess it affected a lot of people who felt differently. So I apologize for being pro soda tax.
The good news is we let our politicians work that out, and they did.
Yes, they worked it out.
They worked it out.
The lobbyists and the
they all worked it out. Let's see. The worst is when you're out. 708 says the worst is when you're out with your kids for pizza, and the table behind you are three drunk guys talking about the chicks. They you know, yikes. That's
specific too.
Specific, yeah.
At Lou Malnati's, you're always guaranteed a good time. Good, clean family fun.
It's a good how about, all right, the worst is running a 5K, the 630, trying to dodge horse manure while it's absolutely pouring. Ugh, that's a trifecta.
That's pretty bad. That's one of the reasons. I ran one 5K. It was the Bears 5K. My friend Greg Worsley, who's about, he's maybe in worse shape than I am. We ran it, and I started out, and within the first K, I was like, why is everybody so slow? And I sprinted around a bunch of people, and I sprained my ankle. The last 4K were terrible. I finally saw Tom Thayer, and they had like a tackling dummy set up, and I was like, I have to finish this thing, because I'm never running another 5K again. This isn't for me. And right. I said, out of my way, Thayer, and I went blitzing through the tackling dummies, and I think I finished the 5K in about 45 minutes. Which turns out not a good time.
Not a good time. 312 says getting an email from school saying someone has lice. Check your child. That is the worst. I've been there.
Have you you've had that happen?
Uh-huh.
Did your child have lice?
Yes. When he was 2 years, 3 years old, 4 years old, something like that.
Is it a positive for you that you don't have hair on top now?
It does.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I remember this. So when I had to, you go to one of these like lice places in Lincoln Park. There was like a place that you go. It's like, lice it off.
There's a specific business in Lincoln Park.
There's a couple of them in Chicago that will do it. It's expensive. It's like $200. And you go, and they will painstakingly go through your child's hair and remove it.
By hand?
Pretty much by hand. Like, they guess they're able to do it. And so when I was, they had to check my wife, and she came clear, but she's got long hair. And they're like, and I was next. I'm like, I hope. And they're like, you're good. And I was like, yeah, I know, I get it. But I'm like, what about my beard? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, it doesn't. They don't go in the beard. You're good. So I was like, oh, huh. I feel kind of left out.
Well, at least you saved a couple $100.
Yeah, that's true. So there you go.
That's a great margin on a business.
It is. And have a couple it's bad. I mean, it's something that rarely gets talked about. But I'm telling you, man, at CPS and any school, really, and parents will know it, daycares. The minute it gets one kid, it's in all kids, and you essentially there's nothing you can do. You're like, oh, so we got to go get checked? Oh.
And someone without children, the closest I've ever come to that is like a dog park situation where every dog ends up with Giardia. Which I bet it's a lot nicer to have a child with lice than a dog with Giardia.
Probably. All right, keep it going here. 312-981-7200. When the CTA female bus driver shuts the door after I put my one foot on the first step, and she takes off after seeing me, and then they give a date and a time. I'm like, nah.
Okay, so this is a very specific gripe.
Not that relatable, but I have found, Scott, that in my life, the biggest sort of rage moments, like I said, it was cabs. Before that, when I was taking the train and the bus, when the CTA lets you down, there's nothing. It's like the biggest wrong Clark, in your entire life.
Clark and North the other day, 72 bus went right past me in the rain.
I get superhuman strength. What I do if a bus blows me off, I'll run. I'll run to try and get to the next block so I can show up and be like, you tried.
I learned my lesson about running after that 5K. I just let loose a string of like terrible words that I can't say on the radio.
Right. A Monte Cristo is ham and Swiss on French toast.
But is there no chicken on a Monte Cristo?
It says ham and I can't fact check this, but 708 seems to be very definitive.
I'm sorry. I apologize, 708. I was thinking of a chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah, that's got the name chicken in it. So you can
and
see
it's named after the finest cooking school.
That's right. All right. Let's see here. 312, did I say this one? Halloween vultures who swoop in and suck up all the discounted candy the day after Halloween at the Walgreens before sunup. That's when you're supposed to do it, right?
When else? The vampires can't come up after the sun comes up. They've got to get there while it's dark.
I will say, on Halloween day, I was rolling through the Target, and I went over by the Halloween stuff because I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just get some fangs.
Stock up for next year.
Yeah, see what's there. And it was all gone. They were already putting the Christmas stuff up. Like that, they chose the day of Halloween to get ready for the next thing, which was Christmas. And I could have swore, we reported on the station too, that Target was pulling back on the what they called the Christmas creep. Like the idea that they do it so early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the memo got down to the local Target.
Did they actually pull it on October 31st?
Yeah, and so October 31st was you know, like stockings and stuff like that.
You should get a couple weeks of just like cornucopia things. And,
right.
Thanksgiving
some
items.
Some fall, some woody stuff.
Yeah.
Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Scott Goldstein in studio. What we'll do, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the ones that we have remaining, and we will crown our victors for this week's The Worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? Come the worst, my people's come first. You know
the come the worst. Playing the worst here, 312-981-7200. Scott Goldstein in studio. All right, let's get to some of these here. You should call people with long post Seymours. That's good.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. I should get out of here. That person should come in.
630 says the worst is having 5 teeth pulled at once and only getting Novocaine. Oof.
Yeah, that's bad.
Five at once. What's going on?
That's that. That's a lot of soda.
Yeah,
that's why the tax.
Tax would have worked. Yeah.
I lost. You know, I've cracked 4 teeth this year.
Cracked them?
I had to start. So I was stupid when I was young, and I did things that, you know, were bad for your teeth. And I have a number of fake teeth, especially in the back. And apparently, sometime around about a year ago, I started grinding my teeth for some reason. Maybe it was a constant refreshing of the news, but I now have to wear a mouth guard to sleep.
Oh man, and it's the worst.
It's pretty bad.
When you have to start wearing stuff to sleep, like corrective stuff, that's the worst.
Yeah, like I never wore headgear.
Yeah, I had a headgear when I was in. I think I did. I can barely remember it.
But this was
I also remember in grade school, probably like 7th or 8th grade, probably 3 different times having to go through the trash to find my retainer.
That's a I've seen that happen a lot.
Like in adult life?
I know. I watched my friend Aaron Shapiro threw his retainer away at like the Burger King on Irving Park in Clark when we were going to Graceland Cemetery on a field trip in 8th grade. He threw it away. He had to go through. I mean,
he had to go through the Burger King trash?
I mean, that's a serious item.
I know. You can't go home without it.
No.
773 says supervisors who respond with no worries, which translated means I couldn't care less. I'm doing it anyway.
I like no worries.
I'm a big fan of no worries.
My wife used to say no worries when we met, and I used to go, I don't like this. And now I say it all the time. And now she says, you're welcome.
773 says the worst is a radio station playing only Christmas music a week after Halloween. This turkey says, back off, Santa. They say.
That's what they said? Or?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's good.
Yeah, Thanksgiving deserves its own breath.
It doesn't get the respect. Like, no. It just gets skipped over. It's not enough. It's not commercialized enough. The only respect you get is when they do the two-hour Beyonce special.
Yeah, and the dog show.
Right, and the dog show, right. Some football, which still at the same time.
Usually it involves the Lions and the Cowboys, so.
Ugh. I lost a bet early in my life because I never put two and two together that it was always the Lions and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, yeah, they always play. And I'm like, no, they don't. It's a lot of different teams. It's the Cowboys, and then it's the Lions, and then it's
two other teams that are playing the Lions or the Cowboys.
Like, I think I put money on it. I was like insistent, and I lost that bet. 847 says the worst is when three people in out of 10 insist on a meeting, and then they don't say a word during the meeting.
I think the people that don't talk during the meeting are the smartest people in the meeting.
It gets it over with, right?
But.
All right, we'll keep going here. 312. 312 says, the worst is when you need to thread a belt in a hurry. Oh, the loops are too small. I missed a loop. And then they go, and then there's just two hanging Chad words, lint, detours. So I think they just add other things that are the worst.
I mean, lint and detours are pretty bad.
That's pretty good.
Move them up in the ratings.
773 says, I have a problem with this too. When Uber stops in the middle of the street to pick somebody up who's nowhere in sight, and then there's a giant open curb space like 15 feet up, they decide to stop right in the road.
They need to simplify just a basic training.
Yeah.
On the rideshare drivers, just please learn to pull over to the curb.
It's amazing to me. Cabs do it too. And I guess I've complained about this before. Their business is about making their customer happy. And it's why, if you think about the business of our transportation, there's a thing that we all, it's almost socialism in the way that we all want it to work together so we can get to where we need to go together or fastest. And cabs and ride shares, they get in the way of that socialism with their capitalism because they're like, I need to make money off of this right now, so I don't care about that you're behind me. They ruin that's kind of how I break it down. Right?
Okay. as I look at a bus pull up outside the stadium, there's no free transportation.
No, it's not free. I'm just saying, like, the idea that we all work together on a project.
Synergistically.
We all work together to best get to our spot, wherever we have to go. And the livery service, in this case, cabs and rideshare, they don't care. They're interested in making sure that you're okay because you're going to tip them and give them money. So they will us from getting to where
we
need to go.
They will prevent the rest of society from getting where they need to go.
Right.
Is that irony?
It seems it's something-y.
Okay.
Let's put that. 708 says it's the worst is that Apple doesn't call its battery charger Apple Juice. That's pretty good. It's a good bit. 262, I was exposed to lice at work. My boss provided me with lice-killing shampoo. I ran the building out of hot water and used the entire bottle everywhere in my body.
I don't know if that's everywhere on your body. That's called crabs. technically lice. My body.
I think they're just trying to get it all done.
I think there might be a case there.
708, the worst is having your birthday fall on Thanksgiving and you have to cook. Oh, yeah, that would be a tough birthday.
That's pretty bad. I think the Christmas birthday is worse, though.
Yeah, but you never hear too much complaints out of the Thanksgiving birthday.
No, because it's not going to always be the same.
Yeah, because
it's going to be sporadic.
Once every,
But the Christmas birthday is forever.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Halloween's
a bad birthday. Because then it's just always...
Everybody's stealing your thunder.
Well, my sister-in-law, Robin, her birthday's on Halloween. And the issue is, that you have to get like a Halloween-y kind of card. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just get a birthday card. It's got to be Halloween-y.
I wonder every birthday
no one ever asked
has
her,
to be a
like,
costume party.
Yeah. No one asked her if she's okay with that. Like,
does she dress
birthday?
Up?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really good at it. 773.
It's her day.
Yeah, the worst is running out of candy when their trick or treater's still out. I had to turn my lights off in the house. I felt terrible every time the bell rang.
When you forget that it's that day that isn't Halloween and you haven't bought the candy yet, it's turn off the lights, hide behind the curtains.
Yep. It really is. All right, we ready? Scott Goldstein's here. Scott's got a litany of things that he's got going on in his life. He's got his directing the show at I.O., which opens this Friday. Name of the show again?
Tom Fell is Tom Fell. And Tom Fell, the greatest comedian of his generation, looks back on his career, a retrospective.
Also doing Letter to Santa, the 24-hour improv for charity on November 20th through the 21st. He's also truechicago.co. Check that out. And he also is the partner restaurateur for Daisy's Restaurant up in Logan Square. Lots going on there. All right, so here's what we got. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so here are what we're giving away tonight. I got to find what I did with that list. I got it. Don't panic. It's just in all these lists. Okay, here we go. So third place tonight is going to get you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Second place is going to get you a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree. Come by to Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out this team theme of your choice while supplies last. We'll give away two of those and a pizza. A Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, so Lou Malnati's.
The best.
You ready? Lou Malnati's, the worst? Rashes.
I mean,
any rash.
100%.
100%.
There's never been a good rash other than gym rash.
Second place was going to get you a certificate for desktop pre-lit sports team artificial tree 312 with open face sandwiches.
Universally loathed.
And first place tonight, also getting the tree, has to be the L driver who starts, stop. Only because you called it an L driver instead of a conductor.
Isn't L driver Daryl Hannah's character in the Kill Bill movies? I'm pretty sure it is.
Scott Goldstein, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see
Thanks
you,
for
Justin.
Playing the worst.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.